So my first role in all of this came about because of a trip that I'd made to Thailand as part of a long one-year trip. And I ended up at Wat Pa Nanachat, not really sure why I was there other than that someone told me I should go there. It's in the far east of Thailand. And the abbot greeted me. We talked for a couple minutes, and then he said, "Well, you can stay the night. Here's a pamphlet on meditation. You must leave tomorrow. We don't have tourists here." So I was crushed. I was really upset about that, actually. And then I guess he saw my face fall, and he said, "Well, if you'd like, here's a little piece of paper that has directions that will take you out to another monastery that's out even further into the boondocks." And so I said, fine. And I took the piece of paper and I spent that night and I read the pamphlet on meditation, which is to this day really the only meditation training I think I've ever had. And went to it. So then I hopped in the back of a truck on the road. And when I sat down, there were two older Thai women there who looked at me, and there was a pause. I looked at them, and then they just started yelling at me because I didn't have a shaved head. I hadn't in any way become part of this monastery in a meaningful way. And they were really unhappy about it. And they were telling, it was the shoes, it was the hair, it was the whole thing. Like, none of it was working for them. And so then I sheepishly kind of showed them this little piece of paper because I needed help. Because I had no idea. It was written in Thai, and I didn't actually know how to get anywhere. So, and then there's sort of like, there was a pause again, and they said, oh. And then the whole 20 people were in the back of the truck were all involved, and then conversations and this and that, and planning and handing me on from here to there. And so finally it was arranged. So then they handed me off to a bus, and the bus handed me off to another bus, and then to another boat, and then across this reservoir. And I ended up at this monastery. I think it's Wat Khun.
Wat Khun,
yeah. So I ended up there, and I spent 2 weeks there. One of the monks who was there was Tan Supato, a Western monk, and it was a really extraordinary time. I could fill up all this time with just talking about that. But I left, and then finished my trip for a year, and then came back to the United States. And when I came back to the United States, I ran into, actually it was Susan Barber at a book people, this book vendor. And I recognized the name of her company because I'd always admired it and admired the work that she did. And so I said, when I saw that name, I said, not Susan, but I saw this name, Grace Productions. Remember that? Yeah. And I said, I've got to meet her. And so I went over and I met her, and she said, "You know, you really should come to this thing, this gathering that we're going to have in San Francisco, and come, you know, just come sit with us." And I said, "Well, okay, that's fine." It sounded a little hippie to me, but I was like, who knows? Maybe it'll be nice. She seems nice. So I went and I walked through the door, and of course, who's sitting there but Tan Supato. So in San Francisco, a year some later, whatever it was, and it didn't make any sense to me. It was really quite extraordinary. And that's the point at which I realized I had some sort of karma with these people that I was going to have to play out in some way. And so, at that time, board members were selected among the three people who would regularly attend sittings. So if you attended more than two sittings, you were basically a board member. So, my role was treasurer.